candidates in congressional races being chosen today in Virginia. I'm Nick Ainelli.
A local driving course is putting teens behind the wheel to learn some hands-on safety skills. I'm Valerie Bong.
A basketball camp for kids with incarcerated parents. I'm Luke Luker.
3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Diesel is now over $5 a gallon in some areas. The national average for a gallon of regular, $4.59. Why so high?
The demand for gas is what is keeping the per-gallon cost at the pump way above a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com thinks Americans are still anxious to travel, offering an extreme example of supply and demand.
You could have oil be a dollar a barrel, and if there's only one refinery in the nation, you could theoretically have gasoline at $10 a gallon. And so right now we're kind of in the equation where there's not enough refining capacity to meet demand, and so prices have gone up.
The state with the highest prices is California, where drivers are paying an average of $5.81 per gallon, and often more than that. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
An American military plane at Ramstein Air Base in Germany is loaded with almost 72,000 pounds of baby formula and will soon be headed to the U.S. Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Ben Tabor.
We move vaccines. We move people during Operation Allies Refuge. We move 35,000 travelers through a year. We moved a lot of vaccines for Operation Warp Speed. Baby formula, this is probably a new one for us.
CBS's Wendy Gillette says it can't come too soon.
Four babies are hospitalized at the Medical University of South Carolina because of issues related to the baby formula shortage. An Atlanta hospital has also treated children because of the shortage.
I have never seen anything like this.
Dr. Mark Corkins treated a toddler and a preschooler who were hospitalized in Memphis this week.
They come in dehydrated. You give them IV fluids. And we can give them nutrition by vein, but that's not a long-term solution.
The shortage was largely caused by the shutdown of the nation's largest formula plant in February because of safety concerns.
It's a cousin of smallpox with a weird name. Should we fear monkeypox? We asked CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
It's spread by rats and then, you know, goes to humans. And normally it's not that infectious like smallpox is, but it's got a significant mortality rate. There's been 20 cases in the UK. There's a case in Boston. It looks like there's a case here in New York now. So there's probably a new version that is spreading. It does not seem to be a major issue. The smallpox vaccine does protect against it. We stopped using it in the 70s, but there is a supply of it. So I think it's something we're watching.
The U.S. Forest Service has suspended planned burning operations designed to clear out brush and small trees at all national forests. The agency will spend the next 3 months studying the practice to determine if it should continue. The decision was made as hot and dry weather and extreme winds have led to explosive fire behavior across the Southwest. Almost 6,000 firefighters are on the front lines in New Mexico, Texas, Colorado, and California. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 3:03 on Saturday, May 21st. 91 degrees and cloudy, but very hot. Highs today in the mid-90s. Good afternoon. I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. As for the weather in our area, it is hot and humid, and we could see record-breaking temperatures today. Storm Team 4's Ryan Miller has the latest on today's heat.
We're looking at a very hot day, so much so that we could break record high temperatures this afternoon. Middle 90s anticipated for highs, which is well above average for this time of year. And we're also looking at the hottest temperatures of the year so far. So certainly be careful if you're spending time outside. Make sure you're staying hydrated, loosen light clothing. And of course, with this heat, if you can, take breaks into the air conditioning. The heat's going to be with us again tomorrow. Temperatures into the lower 90s.
The complete forecast coming up in just a few minutes in traffic and weather on the 8s. Election 2022 on WTOP. It's a busy political day in parts of Virginia. Republicans are choosing candidates for a few U.S. House races. They're in Districts 5, 8, and 10.
In District 5, which stretches from Charlottesville to the North Carolina border, Republican Congressman Bob Good is facing a challenge from Dan Moy, a GOP leader from Charlottesville. The winner faces Democratic candidate Josh Thronberg in November. District 8 in Fairfax and Arlington counties has five Republicans running. The winner advances to November and faces the winner of next month's Democratic primary between Congressman Don Beyer and challenger Senator Victoria Veerasinghe. The most crowded race is in District 10 in Loudoun County and parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties. There are 11 Republican candidates there. The winner takes on Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton in November. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
We have more details on that police activity that caused major issues on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge this morning. Fairfax County Police say they got a report of a carjacking in the Alexandria area just before 8 a.m. and that the stolen 2020 Toyota Camry was later spotted by a license plate reader entering Maryland. They say the Camry then re-entered Fairfax County about an hour later and police gave chase, which resulted in the car slamming into a Jersey wall on the Wilson Bridge. Police say a person has been arrested and a gun recovered. Have a teen who's learning to drive. A driving course in the area this weekend aims to help young drivers navigate safely.
There's definitely a bit of anxiousness here, but they're very nice.
Opie Muir said he was nervous at first, but became more confident as the day went on. He was taking part in the Ford Driving Skills for Life course in a parking lot at the Dulles Airport.
Any practice leads to improvement.
The free event hosted by Ford aims to teach safe driving skills to teens who have a driving permit or license. The vehicle handling station was making the most noise. Opie's dad, David, said he felt like the event helped parents out a lot.
It's fun. It's also nice to not have it in my hands and have some more people with more experience and training to take the lead.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Well, the Lincoln Memorial is now open again after a problem earlier in the day. The National Park Service closed the memorial this morning for a needed cleanup. Rangers say some local university students celebrating their graduation partied a little too hard overnight, leaving trash, broken bottles, and spilled wine and champagne on the memorial steps. It happened just prior to a big event on tap at the Lincoln Memorial. A centennial celebration is tomorrow. National Park Service spokesperson tells WTOP there were no arrests or citations issued. Coming up after traffic and weather, TV Guide's Matt Rausch on some new shows that will be streaming and some favorites that will be ending. It's 3:07.
Life is all about choices. Veggies or meat? Sleep in or hit the gym? Luckily, choosing Cox Internet over Verizon is easy. With Cox, you can always choose internet that can deliver speeds even faster than 5G providers. With Verizon, you don't. That's easier than packing a swimsuit for the pool. Get Cox today, the no-brainer choice for fast and reliable internet. Based on gigablast download speeds up to 1 gigabyte per second compared to average download speeds over 5G. Download speed up to 1 gigabyte per second requires DOCSIS 3.1 modem with 2.5 gigabyte per second Ethernet port. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
With gas prices at all-time highs, now's the time to donate. Running or not, your car can be picked up.